Consequences of Deception. Jacob and Rebekah succeeded in their purpose but gained only trouble and sorrow by deception. God had declared that Jacob received the birthright, and his word would have been fulfilled had they waited in faith for him to work. Rebekah bitterly repented the wrong counsel she had given her son. Jacob was weighed down with self-condemnation. He had sinned against his father, his brother, his own soul, and against God. In one short hour he had made work for a lifelong repentance. This scene was vivid before him in after years when the wicked course of his own sons oppressed his soul. No sooner had Jacob left his father's tent than Esau entered. Though he had sold his birthright, he was now determined to secure its blessing. With the spiritual was connected the temporal birthright, which would give him the headship of the family and a double portion of his father's wealth. "Let my father arise," he said, "and eat of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me." Trembling with astonishment and distress, the blind old father learned the deception that had been practiced upon him. He keenly felt the disappointment that must come upon his elder son. Yet the conviction flashed upon him that it was God's providence which had brought about the very thing he had determined to prevent. He remembered the words of the angel to Rebekah, and he saw in Jacob the one best fitted to accomplish the purpose of God. While the words of blessing were upon his lips, he had felt the spirit of inspiration upon him, and now he ratified the benediction unwittingly pronounced upon Jacob, "I have blessed him, yea, and he shall be blessed."